turn up the sound.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. This is the Travelin' On Radio Show, bringing you a world of travel news and information. Once again, let's join your hosts, Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick.
Well, welcome back to the Travelin' On Radio Show with your host, Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick. And, you know, if you guys thought that St. Patrick's Day was just a matter of pub hopping around and drinking green beer, you're in for some great surprises here. As we promised you, we're bringing you several ideas and places on where you can celebrate St. Patrick's Day in very unique styles.
Indeed. Chicago's annual St. Patrick's Day celebrations offer something for all ages of the Irish at heart. From the emerald-colored Chicago River to 13 earth-friendly green hotels, Chicago's visitors can go green in every way this St. Patrick's Day. These celebrations aren't just limited to March 17th, as visitors have been enjoying parades, festivals, special tours, and green activities around the city throughout the month of March. Joining us to share more about the St. Patrick's Day activities is Karen Vaughn from the Chicago Office of Tourism. Karen, welcome to Travelin' On.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
We're so happy to have you. So that Chicago River isn't naturally a green color. You actually color it for St. Patrick's Day, right?
That's right. It's a great Chicago tradition, and people love to watch it happen. And it's totally environmentally friendly green dye, so there's no damage done to the river. But it's just a unique way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day and really kind of kick off the whole spring season in Chicago.
Well, Karen, just to share with you how savvy I am, you know, every time I've traveled to Chicago, I grew up in Michigan, and so Chicago is just a hop, skip, and jump for me. I seem to have always gone to Chicago in the springtime and noticed the Green River. And so until maybe several years ago, I actually thought that was the actual color of the river. But it's a beautiful emerald green. It reminds me now, in hindsight, of Lake Louise and in the Canadian Rockies, just a beautiful emerald color. So you have the Green River. Tell us about some of the family-friendly parades that you have going on in Chicago during St. Patrick's Day as well.
Sure. There's two big parades. On Saturday, March 14th, is the Downtown St. Patrick's Day Parade, and that's along Columbus Drive, and it's a lot of fun. There is a St. Patrick's Day Queen. There's bagpiping, marching bands, floats. Lots of people come downtown to experience that and, again, come for the dying of the river and then stay for the parade. And then the next day is the Southside Irish Parade, which is on the south side of the city in the Beverly neighborhood. And it's actually considered to be the largest neighborhood-based St. Patrick's Day parade in the United States. There's over 250,000 people who come out to watch it.
Now, you've also got a large Irish community in Chicago, and you've got just so much going on with that community, and they've got some special festivals that are going on there. Tell us about some of those.
Sure. There's the Irish American Heritage Center, which is located on the northwest side of Chicago, and all year long that is an excellent place to experience Irish culture and to learn more about the history of the Irish in Chicago. On Saturday after the downtown parade, they actually have a festival that's happening all afternoon. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and goes until midnight, and they have live music, they have Irish dancers, their children's activities, and of course, corned beef and cabbage to eat.
It wouldn't be St. Patrick's Day without a little corned beef and cabbage.
Exactly. There's also a great sightseeing tour that you can take on the Chicago River on Saturday, March 14th, and it's through shoreline sightseeing. So if you want to see the river dye green from a boat, you can actually go out on the river and watch that happen up close.
Now, how long does that dye last? Because honestly, I know I've been in Chicago in May, and the river still had a tint of green to it. How did they do this, and how long does it last?
Well, as I said, it's an environmentally friendly dye, so members of the Plumbers Union actually go out on a boat and dump it in the river, but it's very top secret what it's actually made of.
Uh-huh.
But it lasts usually in earnest, I'd say, for a couple weeks, and then you can see a few traces of it throughout the spring.
Now, Chicago, as Ian mentioned, you know, has a very large Irish-American population, and so you actually offer neighborhood tours through some of the Irish neighborhoods as well. Tell us a little bit about the neighborhood tours.
Neighborhood Tours is a fantastic program that allows people to get out of downtown and really experience what makes Chicago such a unique city, and that is our different neighborhoods. And so a couple of the neighborhoods that have particular recognition as Irish neighborhoods are Bridgeport and Beverly, both on the south side. And there are Chicago Neighborhood Tours of both of those neighborhoods. And so it's really a fun opportunity to meet a resident expert who will give a presentation. There's an opportunity to eat in those neighborhoods and I think see a side of Chicago that visitors don't often get the chance to experience.
Right. I mean, it gets people like myself who love to shop off of Michigan Avenue.
Exactly. We also have a program called the Chicago Greeter Program, which is for visitors. And Chicago greeters are city residents who volunteer their time to take visitors on a 2 to 3 hour guided visit of a different aspect of the city. And it's entirely free. So it's like you have a friend here who's showing you around. And you can select either by neighborhood or by theme. And they're also available in a variety of different languages. So, for example, if you wanted to learn about Irish Chicago, a Chicago greeter could take you on a free walking tour. Or if you wanted to learn about green, eco-friendly Chicago, that would be another great option.
And speaking of which, you know, you guys are taking really going green, and you know, elaborate a little bit on eco-friendly Chicago and what you're doing there.
Sure. Mayor Daley, who's the mayor of Chicago, has pledged to make Chicago one of the greenest cities in the nation. And so it's something that we really put a huge focus on and encourage visitors to experience. And to that end, we now have 13 Green Seal certified hotels, which is the most of any city in the United States. So if you're looking for an option to stay in that's earth-friendly and energy-efficient, you have lots of fantastic hotels to choose from. There are also boutiques that sell eco-friendly, sustainable, organic clothing. There are outdoor farmers markets. We just opened a new downtown farm stand that sells sustainable produce that was grown within 250 miles of Chicago. So there's lots of opportunities to really have an eco-friendly trip, which is great when you want to be green in March.
Now, can people find out about the eco-friendly hotels and some of the other attractions on your website?
Yes, you know, we just launched a new tourism website, actually, in January. It's called explorechicago.org, and all this information we've talked about is on there.
Mm-hmm. Karen, before we let you go, we couldn't go to Chicago without talking about food, and you've got some great green grub establishments and Irish pubs. Tell us about some of them.
Sure. Well, one interesting little tidbit. Green River Soda, I don't know if you're familiar with it, is actually named after the Chicago River being dyed green. So you can drink some Green River Soda. Garrett's Popcorn, which is a famous Chicago establishment, sells green popcorn balls. There's the Green Zebra. It's an upscale vegetarian restaurant. Green Mill Jazz Club, Green Dolphin Street, another jazz club and supper club. And they're great downtown Irish pubs. So you can go to the Gage on Michigan Avenue, the Irish Oak on the north side, Fado in the North Loop. Really lots of options, especially if you're coming down for a parade. Afterwards, you can go have some Guinness and enjoy an Irish pub.
Well, that sounds yummy, actually, and I'm trying to visualize the soda. And willing to try it. You can't go anywhere and not try the local cuisine. So we will let our audience know the next time we're in Chicago, perhaps for a live remote sometime this year.
Now, Karen, before we let you go, I understand in addition to that green soda, you've got green popcorn balls from one of the great confectionery spots, Garrett's.
Yes. Which is, you know, a great way, I think, to enjoy something that's really traditional, iconic Chicago, Garrett's Popcorn, and have a little bit of a holiday theme to it.
Do you decorate them for, well, obviously for St. Patty's Day, but for Christmas, perhaps?
Well, you could certainly do that. Garrett's Popcorn, I don't know if you've ever been there, but there's usually a line around the block, and the smells are just amazing. It smells so good. They make great caramel corn, regular cheese popcorn, white popcorn. It's all delicious and very, very good.
Well, that's certainly going to be another stop on our next trip to Chicago as well.
We'd love to have you.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for joining us today on the Traveling On Radio Show, and we're going to take our guests to our next destination, and we thank you for joining us today.
Well, we promised you some unique St. Patrick's Day celebrations, and certainly the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, qualifies as unique. Joining us is Steve Arison, CEO of the Hot Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau and one of the founders of the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. Welcome, Steve, to the Traveling On Radio Show.
Hey, well, happy St. Patty's Day. It's almost here.
Yeah. Now, you know, the parade is really the hottest ticket around, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about it.
I tell you, it's a lot of fun. It's a parade that was actually born in a bar, if you can say that, or over some adult beverages. And a bunch of people were just talking about how much they enjoyed St. Patrick's Day, and it was too bad that we really didn't celebrate it in Hot Springs. So 6 years ago, we started the first ever annual world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, and it has that name. It's the world's shortest because it takes place on a street here, an operating street that's only 98 feet long, and that's the length of the parade route.
That's about a block or so, isn't it, if that?
Yeah, I don't even think it's a block. It's awful short, but the band will get at the start, and they'll start playing, and when they hit the 98 feet, they stop. So
now,
they can get maybe not very much of a song done, but it's a lot of fun, and we enjoy it every year.
Now, Steve, you've actually had some validation that this is indeed the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade by Ripley's, haven't you?
Yeah, we sure have. It was named by Ripley's, believe it or not, as the world's shortest street in everyday use, and I think that's the key term there. We've been challenged by a lot of cities, but it's in everyday use. It can't just be a little, you know, alleyway or something. This is an actual city street, So we truly are the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade.
And, you know, again, as I mentioned a couple of seconds ago, it really is the hottest ticket around. I mean, you have 15,000-plus spectators turn out for this parade.
Oh, yeah, we're expecting a lot this year. You know, we always have a celebrity grand marshal. This year it's John Ratzenberger, who played Cliff on Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
We have the world-famous San Diego Chicken will be here this year entertaining the crowd and also being in the parade. Past grand marshals last year, we had the Dirty Jobs guy, Mike Rowe. We had Mario Lopez. We've just had a lot of different people, and it's just a lot of fun.
Wow. Wow. You know, it might be fun, actually, to do a live remote show during the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, one St. Patty's Day.
Now, yep. You guys really pack them in on that short little street. 15,000 people, that's got to be quite a spectacle in a place like Hot Springs.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. People get there so early because they want to get right up on the parade route. So, you know, it is crazy. This year we have the world's oldest leprechaun will be in there. The guy is 95 years old, is coming from New Orleans, and he's related to the last king of Ireland.
My goodness.
We have a wedding in the parade this year. We'll have the shortest wedding. They're in the middle of the parade. We'll stop the parade for 2 minutes. They're going to hop out of their car. They're going to get married and hop back in their car, and then we'll play the processional, and they'll be through the parade. And
what?
So there's always a little something different. We have the Irish Order of the Elvi, which last year we had over 50 Elvis impersonators were in the parade, dressed up in their finest.
Oh, my.
The Irish Order of the Elvi. So there's just all sorts of different things. The whole thing is just fun. There's no serious floats in it. We have Irish wolfhounds are in it. We have a Kissing the Stone contest. We have the Arkansas Blarney Stone is located here in Hot Springs.
Mm. Now, what normally presides at the play? Is there a lot of applause, cheering, or just a bunch of laughing and people just wasted? How is it down there in Hot Springs?
Yeah, it's really a family event as well. I mean, after the parade's over, we have a free street dance, and then I think people have a really good time. But it's a real family event. You'll see little kids. They have bubbles. It's just a real fun event, not a stodgy parade where you have marching bands and that's, you know, that type of thing. It's just everything is unique, and it's just a lot of fun, and we really look forward to it every year.
And, you know, in parades past, I know you guys have attracted, I mean, in addition to the celebrities, you've attracted some really unique talents. I remember reading about short people. You had a stream of short people actually traveling along the route of the shortest parade, St. Patrick's Day.
We had that last year. We had Mini Kiss. which were the little people that are dressed up like the Kiss band and actually played our street dance last year. So we had the shortest entertainment at the shortest parade.
Mm.
Now you've also had a non-celebrity, only one non-celebrity, Grand Marshal this parade. Tell us about that individual.
Yeah, that was the late Dick Kelly. President Bill Clinton is from Hot Springs and grew up here, graduated from high school here. So his stepfather, Dick Kelly, was our first Grand Marshal. And I'm sure one of these days we'll have President Clinton back to be our Grand Marshal, to be the celebrity Grand Marshal. But it's just a lot of fun, and it's one of those things you've got to see it to believe it.
Now, speaking of politicians, you mentioned that Bill Clinton. Did he participate in any of the parades either as president or governor?
No, he hasn't. It hasn't been going on long enough. It's
okay.
Only 6 years. So when he was president, you know, we invited him, but... You know, the problem is all the security you have to have.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he is on our list to invite, and, you know, we've had to get to a few other people before we got to him. We really want Chuck Norris first. So we tried to get Chuck last year, and we couldn't get him. So President Clinton's still on our list, so hopefully we'll get to him one of these years.
Well, you know, you have two radio show hosts here who will happily volunteer to
You need to come down. We'll throw you in a car, but you'll have to get dressed up and, you know.
That's okay.
And participate.
That's okay. I'm you know, with the name Fitzpatrick, you know, I mean, Fitzpatrick and Cunningham on my mom's side, you know, that speaks volumes. Speaking of Irish names and Irish, does Hot Springs have an Irish population, or is this just something you guys just created in a bar, like you said, and just for fun 6 years ago?
We created it for fun. There's a lot of people who have retired down here or relocated to Hot Springs just because of the lakes and the golf and the climate, and there's so much to do here. So we have a lot of relocated people from the East and West Coast. So there's a lot of Irish people here as far as an Irish community. You know, everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Of course.
And that's sort of the tenor that we take with this. So everybody's Irish and everybody enjoys it, and it's just a real crazy event.
Now, you mentioned this is a family event, but this one event that you've got, the Romancing the Stone contest, where you award the person or persons who are most creative in kissing the Arkansas Blarney Stone, that's got to be quite a hoot.
Oh, it was hysterical last year. That was the first time we sort of added that last year. And we had a young lady, very nice-looking young lady, showed up. You know, it's to win $100, a real big prize, and she spreads out her blanket, brings out the little picnic baskets with two wine glasses, pours two glasses of wine, and she started romancing the stone. And so before she kissed the Blarney Stone, she, you know, they had wine, and she enjoyed cheese with the stone, and then she finally kissed it, and she was our runaway winner last year. So it'll be interesting to see who tries to top that this year.
Now, where does the stone come from?
Oh, the Arkansas Blarney Stone was found up in the mountains around here by a local man who was trying to put together a speech for a big national conference, and he was walking through the woods trying to get this inspiration, and he leaned up against a stone, and all of a sudden a leprechaun appeared and granted him wish and gave him the gift of Blarney. So he gave the best speech of his life, and he was so overwhelmed by all this, he actually went up to the mountain, got the stone, and placed it permanently in front of our convention center here.
I'll be darned.
Which happens to be close to the parade route. Is that not unbelievable? So now our visitors come by. It has a beautiful brass plaque on it. And, I mean, you see visitors kissing the Arkansas Blarney Stone all the time.
Throughout the year.
You know, why go to Ireland when you can just come to Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas?
That's right. That's right. And in the last 60 seconds that we have left, tell us a little bit about some of the other tourist attractions you have in Hot Springs. You mentioned golf and the lakes.
You know, we have golf. We have Oaklawn Thoroughbred Racing that's going on right now, the Thoroughbred Horses. We have golf. We have Five Lakes. We have the Hot Springs National Park, one of the oldest national parks in the system. We were named the fourth best small art town in America, so we have a great art galleries and a theme park, Magic Springs and Crystal Falls. So we've got a little bit of something for everybody in the family, whether it be the summertime when you have the water sports, or the fall time of the year when you can walk and watch the leaves change the national park. So it's just a great vacation getaway destination. People have been coming to Hot Springs for over 100 years.
Wow. Wow. That's wonderful, Steve. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today to talk about your unique St. Patrick's Day celebration, the Hot Springs National Park shortest St. Patrick's Day parade.
It's the first ever sixth annual world shortest St. Patrick's Day parade.
First ever sixth annual. Okay, that's a mouthful. Thank you so much, Steve. Steve Arison, CEO of the Hot Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.
BrownsWorldTravel.com is the premier internet travel destination, offering you the best travel values for all your travel needs. Not only can you book the basics in travel, such as flights, rental cars, and hotels, but think of us when you're planning a cruise. A complete vacation package, registering for your honeymoon, or searching for those last-minute travel deals. Unlike the other online booking sites, BronzeWorldTravel.com does not compromise customer service. Backed by a team of seasoned travel professionals and a nationally rated agency, at BronzeWorldTravel.com there is always someone available to answer your questions. We have so many great travel deals that you'll make us your first choice when it comes to travel. Visit BronzeWorldTravel.com today and discover the best values in travel. That's BronzeWorldTravel.com. BronzeWorldTravel.com, where we celebrate life through travel.